Under the Sea, a little audio blast. Compliments of Daniel O'Hara from The Littlest Mermaid. 3 degrees right now at the airport. 10 degrees downtown. Forecast high for this day is, we're looking at about 18, 19 degrees. The other side of the weather story, though, is that you should enjoy these days because it's going to start breaking down over the next little while and not be nearly as nice come the weekend. Almost time for beaches, almost time for boats, almost time to make those pilgrimages to the lakes that are here and far. And as we do so, I want to talk about a full court press that is coming right now. An all points bulletin is out. The troops are being amassed to fight a fight against an invasive species in our valley, in our lakes. It's called a zebra mussel. It isn't here yet. And the Okanagan Basin Water Board is trying to do everything that it can to prevent the zebra mussel from making its way into the Okanagan. The head honcho, the driver of the Okanagan Basin Water Board, is Dr. Anna Warwick Sears. She joins me this morning. Good morning to you, madam.
Great to talk to you, Phil.
Hey, listen, I have seen the zebra mussel, and it ain't a pretty sight. And I'm not surprised that you're sounding the alarm bells now and trying to marshal the troops.
Yeah, well, we're not alone, actually. The province is starting to gear up. The Invasive Species Council of BC is getting involved. They're going to have some staff on hand here this coming summer, and other local invasive species groups are working on it as well. So I think it's going to be a lot of different people getting involved.
Well, you know, I mean, this thing called a zebra mussel, a female zebra mussel, can produce about 1,000 eggs, and once they propagate, and then they propagate, a single female can produce about 1 million eggs a year, or larvae a year, that turns into zebra mussels, which then, if they ever get into your lake, they just can choke it and shut it right down. It's just a terrible thing.
They're almost impossible to eradicate once they get here, and one of the scary things is that the Okanagan is considered to be some of the absolute best habitat, best potential habitat for zebra mussels, because we have a lot of dissolved calcium in the water. And the thing about dissolved calcium is that it helps the zebra mussel grow shells. The faster they can grow, then the more babies they have, and the more of a problem it will be. There's actually two different kinds of mussels. There's a zebra mussel and then a quagga mussel, and they often can infest a lake at the same time, and they pretty much take over together.
Okay. If everything that you're doing, and we'll talk about that in a moment, but if everything that you were doing didn't work, or somehow a boat ended up here in the Okanagan that had zebra mussel organisms in its intake pipe or whatever, and it ended up here, one grows into 1 million, which within 3 years turns into trillions, and beaches are now suddenly covered with razor-sharp shells. That's the short story, isn't it?
Well, you know, I don't like to be an alarmist, but I would definitely say this is something people should have on their list to be concerned about, to know about, to talk to their friends about who are bringing their boats over from different parts of Canada, or even moving boats between the lakes. I think there's just a potential for a lot of damage, and it's not just the beaches. It's, you know, the municipal water intakes, sewage outfalls, people's individual little water intakes that people have on their beachfront homes and cottages, the boat motors. It's just the scale of the potential costs and disruption to our lives is just enormous.
So you're calling a public meeting on Thursday night down in a Soyuz.
Yeah, that's kind of, one of the first places to be concerned about, because most of the zebra mussels are headed this way from the United States. But there's going to be meetings like this throughout the Okanagan over the next several months.
It's 7:57, almost 7:58 on this Tuesday morning, April the 2nd, and we're talking about an invasive species that's coming our way with Dr. Anna Warwick Sears, who's the top dog at the Okanagan Basin Water Board. So this thing has already spread through Ontario and Quebec. It's in a great number of lakes in the United States, in many cases taken there unknowingly by recreational boaters. What's the first line of defense? Personal responsibility, personal inspection? You know, if you've had your boat down in the States and you've been messing around in American waters and you're coming home, you should what? Put it through a freshwater dip? You should flush it with a hose? What do you do?
Well, that's something that we're working on. There's definitely some basic, what they call decontamination procedures, that very hot water at high pressure can clean out the areas where mussels are suspected. Letting your boat dry out really well is also important, but we're going to be working with car washes, boat washes, different places to help us get set up so that people can do that kind of decontamination. The province just came out with some new legislation where they have very large fines if people's boats are found and either with live or dead mussels on them and they're not going through the decontamination procedures. But we aren't quite set up yet as a region to be able to make it easy for people to do that.
I have about 40 seconds here. Do we then see inspectors at all entry points, at the BC-Alberta border? Do we see people there? Do we see people down in Osoyoos at the border? And if somebody's pulling a boat, it's where are you coming from? Where have you been? And sort of almost inspecting like they do for drugs?
You know, that's what we're calling for. It's not there yet. It's going to take some help from the provincial and federal governments, but we're definitely trying to push it in that direction because there's only so much we can do with public education. We need to have everybody involved on this one.
Well, we're going to be talking with Steve Thompson, Lands, Forests and Natural Resources Minister, after 9 o'clock this morning to find out just where the provinces are prepared to go. But certainly the Okanagan Basin Water Board has put out a call for federal and provincial cooperation on this one. It's an all-hands-on-deck. Roll up your sleeves and let's get down and battle this thing. Time for news.